Tracking Pollen from Space, presented by Science at NASA. September 19, 2008. When you stroll through your front door in the morning, does the yellow haze coating the porch send you leaping back into the house? Can the mere word pollen make you start to sniffle, sneeze, and reach for the tissue to blow your nose? If you answered yes to these questions, you're probably one of millions of people in the United States suffering from hay fever. Pollen can do more, however, than just make you sneeze. If you have asthma, cardiovascular disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or pneumonia, pollen can be downright dangerous. While most of the particles we inhale end up in shallow portions of our airways, trouble enough, the tiniest shards can make their way dangerously deep into the lungs. Some studies suggest that these little fragments of misery have extreme inflammatory potential and can impair human respiratory health. For example, a study in the Netherlands uncovered a strong association between day-to-day variations in pollen concentrations and deaths from cardiovascular disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and pneumonia. A NASA team, with help from academia, industry, and health agencies, is exploring this tantalizing link between pollen, specifically juniper pollen, and some of these dangerous health conditions. Our research could really help people with pollen-related health issues, says team lead Jeff Laval, Earth scientist at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is one of NASA's partners in the study. Lynn Flowers from CDC's Environmental Public Health Tracking Program at the New Mexico Department of Health in Albuquerque, New Mexico, says, "We're exploring the relationship between two unprecedented recent juniper pollen peaks in northern New Mexico and the amount of sick leave taken by state employees at those times. We're also looking at the asthma emergency department visits and hospitalizations in our communities and at other respiratory and cardiovascular hospitalizations." What if they find the link they expect? That's where NASA shines. Luval's team has a solution ready, and it comes from space. Tiny pollen grains are transported in the wind, and we're using NASA satellite data to help predict pollen movement, he says. Accurate forecast of pollen transport and dispersal could help reduce many of the maladies mentioned above by forewarning vulnerable people about pollen heading their way. In short, they'd know when to take cover. The overarching goal is to use satellite images of greening plants to predict pollen burst before they happen so that preventative measures can be taken, says Flowers. How does it all work? We'll come to that in a moment. First, a pollen primer. Basically, pollen is a container. It holds the male half of future offspring's genetic material. Its aim in life is to get to the female half by hook or by crook, by land or by sea, or in this case, by wind or by bee. Wind pollinated plants produce masses of pollen to ensure that at least some of it reaches its target. The real trouble begins when pollen is shattered into microscopic pieces by changes in humidity, while powerful thunderstorms suck up tremendous amounts of air and pollen from the surface of the earth. Vigorous updrafts and thunderheads blast the pollen grains upward into the tops of clouds, where the air is freezing, smashing the grains into little fragments. Then, the colder air sweeps back downward, swamping the draughts of air we actually breathe with shards of pollen. Each research partner involved in the study wields a unique weapon to wage the pollen war. The first weapon is a forecaster's dream. Slobodan Nikovic first conceived of this dream, short for Dust Regional Atmospheric Model, to simulate how dust sweeps through the atmosphere across wide swaths of a continent. Now, with his assistance, the model has been modified at the University of Arizona to use pollen data instead of dust. NASA has introduced MODIS, or the Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer, into the pollen war. MODIS is a sensor that resides on two NASA satellites, Terra and Aqua. MODIS senses the growth stages of different plant species by looking at color changes that occur in the plant canopy. Certain color changes reveal when the plants are about to release their pollen hordes. The New Mexico Department of Health's weapon takes the form of health record statistics that are crucial to the study. In addition, the New Mexico Environmental Public Health Tracking Project and the Ares Corporation have alert systems that can be used to warn public health officials, doctors, hospitals, and schools about incoming pollen. The health agency maintains a website that will alert the public to pollen events, and Ares Corporation's CIRIS, or Syndrome Reporting Information System, is a web-based system for alerting public health officials. For this study, the researchers used data from MODIS to identify when and where juniper communities were pollinating. Alfredo Huete from the University of Arizona identified these time periods via the MODIS data for 6 different juniper communities throughout the U.S. Southwest. These first dream pollen transport simulations modeled the pollen transport for 66 hours. Researchers propose next to establish a network of ground sampling stations to verify the model so that it can be put to use in the future to help the pollen endangered among us. All of this is good news for the American public and for Luval. I do have a selfish reason for wanting this project to succeed, he confesses. I'm allergic to tree pollen. It's always good to be invested in your own work. This story was written by Donna Coulter, read by Tony Phillips, and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.